the show.
Well, hey, everyone, and welcome to this week's show. I'm your host, Lisa Anderson, back with you for another. I know a couple weeks back we had the podcast not on relationships. This one is on relationships because, you know, as soon as we stop talking about relationships, everyone says, how come you're not talking about relationships? So here we are. This week's inbox, we have the wonderful Danny Huerta back in with me to talk about a father's role in a courtship relationship. We have a guy who wrote in and just wants to know, feels like his girlfriend's father is maybe a little bit too involved. So Danny weighs in on that. Then for our culture segment, we are joined by Paul Tripp. I was able to meet up with him at a conference I was at not too long ago. And Paul is an expert on marriage. He's a pastor, an author, a hugely popular author, as well as a blogger and tweeter and all kinds of other stuff. So he has lots of great things to say about marriage and specifically some of the roles within marriage and some of the expectations within marriage and what does it look like within a biblical framework and worldview, some of the things that disappoint us, some of the things that shouldn't, and what we do about it. But for our roundtable today, we're very excited because it's the result of another meeting and another conversation, this time with another couple that are honeymooners, Michael and Leah Pratt. They visited us here at Focus on the Family, decided to stop by Boundless, and so of course we put them on a mic and said, tell us your story. And so they did, and really have some great insights born out of their own getting to marriage. Both of them were in their 30s when they got married, and so they have just really some fun tales to tell and what God's doing in their life now as they are kind of merging lives together and had to make, you know, a move of transitioning someone. And so it was really fun to see them and have them visit our studios. So here is our conversation with them, followed by the rest of the show. Well, hey, everyone. Very excited for this culture segment because it involves two of you, two people who normally would just be out there in the Boundless sphere, but they decided to come and visit us here at Boundless, here at Focus on the Family. I want to welcome Michael and Leah Pratt. Welcome to both of you.
Hi. Thank you.
Woohoo. Pratt was Proctor,
yes.
Leah, and Leah, I know, now they are here, we're just going to put it out there, they are here on their honeymoon. They got married less than a week ago.
Saturday.
Yep.
Wow. And just, I have to say, cutest thing ever, matching shirts, they're wearing just married shirts. Did you guys get those as a gift?
We kind of did this for ourselves. Part of our wedding weekend, we planned a worship service Sunday morning after the wedding for our bridal party and for our family, and so we wanted to surprise them and be all cutesy and wear these the Sunday morning for worship. So
very cool. But I love how Leah's like dressed hers up. So
yes.
She's got a t-shirt with like
a little fashionable,
a little cardigan that's all blinged out on it. That's, and Michael's just the standard shirt. That's okay. That's cool.
You're
just keeping it real.
Do.
That's right. That's very good. Very good. So the first thing we have to say is congratulations.
Thank you.
Obviously, Martha and I are here. We love seeing stories like this, right, Martha?
I had heard about these couples coming to visit Colorado on their honeymoon and stopping by Boundless, and to see the real thing is kind of cool.
Mm-hmm. I'm going to just say you were a little disbelieving, I felt, when I told you.
Really? Colorado?
Like, yeah. People really come here for their honeymoons. Because we've seen some, you know, we have Boundless fans that come through on vacation or whatever. They come, you know, they know that they're in the area and stuff, and they're like, oh, we're going to come and check out the show or just see who, you know, visit Martha and Lisa and stuff. So it's always fun. But, you know, the real honeymooners, it's like the real deal. People really do read Boundless and actually do get married.
Yeah.
Miracle. Yeah. So no, it's fantastic. But so we definitely want to hear a little bit of your story because we love keeping it real. And we have, you know, on the blog, we have our engagement stories section, which I think has been hugely encouraging to people from what we hear there, because it's another one of those things. If you feel like you're putting real names to faces and showing that Boundless really has had an impact on folks, as far as that plays out. So I want to talk to you guys a little bit about that. And I know, Leah, when you had emailed me, you have been in the Boundless sphere for quite a while. Tell us about that.
Yes, probably 98, 99. I was working in my local church at home in Savannah, Georgia, a few moves ago, I suppose. Mm-hmm. And I was just pulling blogs, pulling articles, a lot from Candace, a lot from other contributors that usually were about young women and issues dealing with them, and also relationships, dating, marriage, that kind of thing. And I was using it as teaching material for like high school, Sunday school, girls' Bible study, and things like that. So longtime reader, I guess. And then the podcast, I didn't even really know existed until about a year ago, maybe a little over a year ago. And so I was catching up on back, you know, I guess, broadcasts. Mm-hmm. So really just have enjoyed it. I know probably found the podcast around the time that Michael and I started seeing each other and getting to know one another. And it was just a huge encouragement to me to hear kind of the real life stories, but also just the tips and just the reframing of the mindset about, you know, being intentional with every move that you make when it comes to dating. Also just the bits that y'all had done recently on choosing attraction and just kind of the maturing of, you know, yourself, the older that you get, and kind of putting yourself aside and looking for a true partner in life and in ministry. So
yeah, very true. So question in light of that, when you were, because you really, I mean, 98, 99, that's when Boundless started. So you were kind of with us from the beginning. Were you kind of at that point, was it something that was totally new to you? Was what you were reading, was it like, I haven't heard this before? And were you even in a mindset to say, I mean, where were you as far as marriage? Were you like, yeah, I'm totally going to get married, whatever? Or were you like, this is never going to happen to me, but I might as well just read about it, you know?
Well, I know for me, I mean, that was probably the end of teenage years and into the 20s, and just kind of finding out what being single as a young adult meant, and, you know, longing for relationships, but really, you know, God kind of not allowing those things to happen and to mature into anything. And so kind of out of, you know, that teenage girl crises, time of despair about, you know, boys, just kind of turned into me sharing with younger girls my commitments about purity, and just not just physical, but emotional, and, you know, just setting up some guidelines for what life should look like looking toward marriage. And I think over the years, I just kind of ended up thinking, well, I may be single forever. And that's, you know, I had gotten really content in that. And, you know, just really enjoyed pouring into the lives of younger girls, and kind of went from being, you know, the beginning of reading Boundless, thinking, well, maybe, you know, I'll use this in my dating life and just in courtship in general, and how it should look, along with just a lot of other authors I was reading at the time, really shaped that. And it wasn't necessarily brand new, but there were a lot of things that just kept spurring on conversation topics between me and some of my girlfriends at the time. And yeah, and so on into now, it's just yeah, just been a huge encouragement.
Yeah. Now, Michael, did you have a philosophy of dating, or kind of where were you, you know, whether 10 years ago, back when Leah started reading Boundless, or just...
It's kind of funny, because 10 years ago, I had actually just come out of a bad relationship and just needed time to heal, and decided I was pretty much done with it. I got real career focused. I'm an elementary school teacher and a youth minister at the time, and was just like, well, this is it. And in that process, as I'm working with kids and seeing young people, I'm realizing that at this time, Christian young people don't really date or see each other any differently than secular young people, that the habits, the patterns are the exact same in their dating relationships as they are in the rest of the world. And it was just kind of a bother and a burden to me. And I was like, well, if I get back into this, that's not what I want. I want something better. I want something more godly than this. I want to be able to leave a relationship as friends and as colleagues and as, you know, that sort of way. And I was really challenged with Ephesians chapter 5 and my call as a man to really present her to Christ, pure, holy, and blameless, spotless, without any blemish. And it's like, wow, that's a big challenge for me. And to do that means I got to step it up. And so that was where my convictions had come through, and was watching how young people just weren't doing it, and how God was impressing on me that maybe I needed to set that example so that young people could see that, and that I needed to live that myself. And so I went about 10 years without seeing anybody. Then we try. I tried. A buddy of mine got married using an online service, and I thought, well, okay, worked for him. I'm really getting a little tired of being alone. It's just me and the dog, and the dog's 21. He's not going to make it much longer. So
bless his heart.
So I tried it. Had some of the weird ups and some of the weird downs that I'm sure you've heard people talk about. I did meet someone prior to Leah through that. She had very similar convictions about relationships that I did. A few months into it, we just kind of looked at each other one night and said, this isn't moving towards marriage. So it's time to move on. You've been a good friend. I appreciate it. Your family's great. And so we departed amicably. And then I was, shortly thereafter, I thought, well, let's go a second chance. You know, kind of worked the first time. Let's try again. And then that's when I met Leah.
Yeah, and that was really kind of on a lark for me. I mean, I had, at the seminary, had been taking a theology of marriage class with Dr. Moeller, and there was a, you know, were several books that we had read that kind of advocated just putting yourself out there as a woman, you know, not pursuing men toward anything really other than friendship, but, you know, using online methods if, you know, if you feel like that's, you know, what the Lord is showing you. And I kind of out of spite just made like a free online profile on one of those sites and put it out there.
That's,
and it was
a great premise for starting.
Yeah. I mean, it was kind of begrudgingly, you know, I was aggravated at the book that I had read that, you know, was really endorsed by a lot of people I trusted, and was like, why are they even saying this is okay? Because I just didn't think so at the time. And so put that out there, got back, you know, a lot of just the seminary guys in town, and just was kind of icked out by the whole process. And so shut it down, and maybe, you know, 2.5 maybe years later, open it up just because
you said it was a free weekend.
And I need to figure out if I'm going to close this down or not. And Michael had you know, started up communication on there. So we, you know, I think it just really turned out of something that I was doing out of spite, but the Lord had a bigger plan for that. And, you know, kind of like Michael's just season of singleness and kind of finding what God's purpose for him was in finding a mate. I had never really dated a whole lot, being it through my youth, I guess, and teenagerhood, if that's a word. And so I had just committed probably around 19, you know, not to be dating like the world would date. And so Boundless had helped a lot with just encouraging me with boundaries and friendships and alone times with guys and things like that. And we actually, when we started dating, just kind of committed to grow the relationship emotionally, spiritually, and not physically at all. We saved our first kiss for the altar.
We did.
On Saturday. So
very special.
Yeah. And you were, when you started communicating, how old were you each?
It's, I guess, 30 and 34.
Okay, so
30s.
Yeah. So yeah, we've known each other just over a year.
Just a little over a year.
Okay, all right. And now, was this long distance? Were you in
It was. Okay. I was still in the Indianapolis area. She was in the Louisville area. So
good 2 hours.
Okay. And it was kind of tough, too, because I was serving as the interim pastor of a small little church there in central Indiana. And so, you know, we had to really coordinate a lot of things dating-wise and just meeting with people. And I remember I was teaching a men's Bible study on Sunday nights, and those guys were kind of my close guys, and they could really get on me. You know, they couldn't pick on me in the pulpit on Sunday morning, but they could Sunday evenings. And so actually the retired pastor of that church asked me, said, so when are you going to marry this girl? I said, what do you mean? Well, you're driving to Louisville every Saturday. When are you going to marry this girl? If you're driving to Louisville every Saturday, she's got to be worth it. And so that was his comment to me. And
love him.
Actually, we do very much. Yeah. And Rethel Miller is his name, and he is who performed our ceremony Saturday. He was kind of my dad in ministry, and so it was great to have him do that for us. So.
What was kind of the time frame of the time you got matched to first meeting to getting engaged, getting married?
Oh my goodness. It's kind of a funny story, because we met like face to face about mid June.
Yeah. I mean, we had been talking for probably a month and a half, I would say.
Through email, telephone calls, all those sorts of things. Met face to face in mid June. That was about the time I'd started the interim pastor position, and you were transferring stuff around in your work.
My job was changing a lot. And so then after that first kind of date day, we just
It went back to communication, phone calls and emails. Mm-hmm. I left for a mission trip within about 3 weeks of our first date, and then your job transferred. I wound up coming home with dysentery, so there was about another 3 weeks of me being sick that we couldn't get together. Yeah, you gotta. I can never get that strain again. Thank goodness.
Okay. But then you know him getting settled into the new school year and me and my new role at work. We just really didn't, you know, communicate face to face a lot again until probably
close to October.
Yeah, and then from then on, it was just you know kind of every other week turned into every week turned into, you know, as often as we could see each other. I went up to meet his family. He actually drove down to North Carolina when I was down for Christmas break. And it was kind of a surprise, I guess, because his car had been in the shop, but came down, saw my family. And then not too long after that, we were, you know, he was asking for my hand and we were getting engaged. And
wow. So that was how long that you actually dated before you got engaged?
I guess.
It's probably.
Seriously dating, probably. 3 or 4 months?
Probably. I'd say we were probably talking marriage stuff about mid-February or so, right around.
Okay. Again, just with that intentionality. I mean, not, you know, entering into it lightly by any stretch. But.
Okay. Yeah. Now, was there anything as you started dating where you realized, I mean, were you just on the same page as far as your philosophy of dating, or did you have to have any big discussions about any big rocks? Or?
One of the things that I think we did, because we were both very intentional, and I was real upfront with her about everything. You know, I was looking for a woman who felt called to help serve in ministry. You know, I'm called to the ministry. That's where we know God's leading us one way or the other. And I was just real open, and I said, this is what I'm looking for. If that's not what you got, tell me now.
Mm-hmm. And I was kind of like, well, I'm in seminary, and I feel called to ministry, so ding, ding.
Yeah, I mean, and so next question.
Hand raised.
So then it was, you know, next question, then it was, okay, well, what do you, I mean, it was.
We were very upfront from the beginning about boundaries and our backgrounds and family upbringing and just pretty much laid it all out there. And
and just didn't hold back on that because we knew that being intentional was just a better way of doing it than anything else.
Mm-hmm. That's awesome. Well, it is such a privilege to have you here. I know we just wanted to, you know, while you were dropping in, just to say hello and to say that we are so thrilled for you. And really, you know, we just try to keep a mindset, I think, of prayer for all the people out there in Boundless. I mean, the ones who, you know, this past summer, we did our Boundless Summer Challenge and just really get a chance to connect with people there and hear how God is using the different challenges to work in their lives. And I think it's so easy when you're in ministry to have it be an intangible and you don't really see the faces behind it. But I think with Boundless, we're really privileged to have a kind of a constituency that is motivated and very intentional and just loves being part of that community and love supporting one another. And so it's kind of, like I said on the front end of the show, a privilege for us to be able to see that in person in you guys. So we want to wish you just all the best as you start in your first year of marriage. Very excited. Now you can, you know, Focus on the Family exists now to help you navigate marriage and family. Right. And so we hope you'll stay within the fold, the Boundless fold, as well as Focus on the Family and all the great marriage resources we have and forums and many other things to come. So very, very
great
exciting.
To meet you guys.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Great
Thank you.
To meet you guys. So again, congrats from us and from everyone out there. I know there's kind of a collective cheer going up. So.